All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. It's the Grim Articles Show with Dead Penetration,
who is
returned from the hospital. But before we start with the whole, because you probably have a lot to say, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor, because I need to get this out of the way. Sponsor is SpinningRobotPussy.com, and you can still pick up a Spinning Robot Pussy. However, Revy Innovations has informed me that within the next couple of months, the price of the Spinning Robot Pussy will have to increase by about $50. While he's not, you know,
probably
exactly thrilled with all that,
Biden America,
he does say that, well, true. He does say that you have a certain amount of time before you can get it at the original price. So if you want to get it at the original price, you better go get one now because it will be $50 more in the next couple of months. He's not sure when, but the price increase is on the way. So be aware of that. This does not affect, as far as I know, the Follow Me Eyes. Those should be the same price. Also, he has requested a special game that we would be covering in the wild card. And since he is my sponsor, we are definitely going to cover that. And hopefully we're going to cover it as much as possible. Apparently, he says there is a certain playthrough of the game that does not exist anywhere on the internet. So I am the guy that likes to make things happen. And let's go ahead and remedy that. I don't even know what the hell route I'm doing, but I'm doing it. You know, my sponsor's like, hey, we want this. This doesn't exist anywhere else. Fine, you got it. I'll give it to you. So we're going to present that game, which is going to be mysterious, until we finally release it. And we'll let you know. But I do have to say, you guys are a bunch of fucking degenerates. My God, the Bible Black, not Bible Black. Bible Black went up. I expected Bible Black degeneracy to go up. I mean, coming on her in the nurse's office, yep, I figured you guys were going to see that. But no, the fucking crazy shit that went on with Marisa in Starless. And 74 to 78 of you guys just fucking loved it. I'm like, God, you've got to be kidding me. We got some real fucking degenerates in here. But don't worry, because more degeneracy is on the way. More is on the way. We are not stopping Starless, not until Starless is over. If that means I gotta cover the worst end, then by God, we're doing it. I thank you guys for all your support. We're up at 204. Remember, YouTube was 267, so I want to fucking beat YouTube. I want to show YouTube that we don't fucking need them for hentai. That you can go here and get good hentai and red pill stuff and all that stuff. We don't fucking need you, YouTube.
No, it's a favoritism thing, too, because the other day, I was just curious, because used to, you could get figure drawing models, all kinds of things that were nude on YouTube. And I looked up nude and nude women on there just to see what would pop up. There's still a lot of videos with nudity in it.
Oh, I'm
There's
sure.
There's a whole section of just music videos with nude women in them.
I found a porn video where a guy was holding his dick in the thumbnail. They didn't do a damn thing about it. And I showed it directly to YouTube's people.
I showed it to YouTube.
That was a dude. That's a thumbnail of a guy holding his dick. And I'm like, okay, you don't have porn or adult content on your website according to your terms of service. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Is he holding his dick to piss? I don't think so. It says porn, sex, whatever on the fucking...
Of course, they still allow dick or dildo on there without a parental rating.
They did add it, but for a long time it didn't have
it.
We did check.
Probably got that going, Crowder.
Yeah, I know.
Complaining about it.
I know he did, and that's true. But that's what needs to happen. They are definitely biased.
Picking favorites
and
throwing the rest away.
YouTube's nepotism is unreal, and it's not fair because there's people that are doing the same content with crazier stuff, but they may be either a different political leaning or something. I don't know. But they're assholes, and I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah, we definitely need to put someone into office that'll at least fight for the rights of, producers and, content creators and all that.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it just sucks all the way around. Now, enough about me. What happened with you?
Alright, well, January 14th, I went in the day, night before, I was at a funeral, and had to leave there in a town probably about 2 hours away from Pine Bluff, and got there in like an hour, got ready and went to the hospital. Next day, did the kidney surgery, and I was there for a week, got out, sneezed, ripped all the sutures they put in my muscles, so now I have a hernia. They said once the kidneys cleared and they're okay with that, they'll fix the hernia. But my belly button's not even centered now, and it just wears you out to stand for a long period of time. But other than that, my kidney function's working really well. The other day, they had me go to a urologist, but didn't tell me why. I know why they didn't tell me, because they pulled out a stent through my pee hole. And you talk about, they said they had numbing cream on it. It didn't feel like nothing numb about that. It was bad. But they pulled it out in about 2 minutes of pain. And I think that was probably the worst experience that the doctor I've had. Other than that, I think way too many people have seen me naked and hadn't paid for it. And, I mean, everyone, all the residents, all the doctors, all the nurses.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I might as well put a charge on the front door, like, come in here, but it's going to cost you. And, I got through that, and, I mean, I'm doing better every day.
So that's good to hear. But, so, do you think you'll be able to do this weekly, or just...
I think so.
Okay, great.
We're gonna shoot for
it. That's great.
I mean, there ain't a lot of people here, so I'm not immune compromised.
apparently I was doing something. So, we'll just skip. Again, you're not gonna see anything. But, oh, look at all the games I have. Okay, anyway. Alright, here we go. There we are. Bragging about all my hentai as usual.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I paid for it. My God, it hurts. The wallet hurts.
That is the other thing, that anti-rejection right now. My hands are so shaky I can't do artwork hardly.
Oh man.
So hopefully they said it's supposed to normalize. If not, they're going to step down on my dosage, and then later on try a different medication. So hopefully I'll be able to get back to doing that type of artwork. If not, I'm going to have to regroup and figure another plan out.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and just go right into the articles.
Yeah.
We got quite a bit here. A bunch of shit has happened. A bunch of shit has happened. Let's see here. Let's see where we start out here. We're not going to go with that. Yeah, I was right there.
So, is this like a newly developed game, or what? Because...
This is brand new.
I saw some of the... It looks like when they show deleted scenes and they just did the pencil sketches for them and not the full video.
You'll see the game. The game's got really nice graphics.
Oh, it looks...
By the way, we were watching... Holy Night Rika, which is only on DL site right now for about $24. It's worth it. It's worth every fucking penny. If you like action platformers, if you like hentai, you'll love it.
I mean,
it's
the artwork looks great.
The artwork is really good.
Even the pencil drawings there, you know, it looks like, you know, the penciling in a comic book almost.
Well, I mean, that's not the main artwork of the game.
Oh, yeah.
It's.
But, I mean, it looks good.
All right, so we have one from Market Watch. She was homeless and I was alone. I was befriended by a woman who moved into my home. She gradually stole $40,000 from me. Dear Quentin, I was disabled for about 10 years. During that time, a woman befriended me and asked to move in. I needed no assistance, but she was homeless and I was alone. That's a horrible red flag. Well, you know, it's like, we agreed she would pay half the rent and utilities, which she did for a year. Yeah. She would cash advance my credit cards and ATM and tell me she had placed these funds in her bank for me. She would collect other sums of cash and do the same. I also paid the entire food bill for two. All the while, I was on heavy medications. I knew I was being taken advantage of, but she said if I stopped paying half her bills, I would get nothing. So I went on that way for 10 years. She would keep track of the amounts and tell me the balances, but I was never allowed to withdraw any. She said that the money was in an account with her daughter who was investing it for me. She had been mentally abusing me to the point I went to a hospital for rest. I was thinking clearly. I don't know what he said. He said I wasn't thinking clearly is what I think he meant to say. I had given her $40,000. I asked firmly for $10,000 so I could buy a car. She left and said, you really didn't think you would get that back.
That's where you get her ass arrested.
She said the funds are in her daughter's name. Aside from the cash advances, there is no paper trail. There was physical abuse if I complained. It is embarrassing to be conned. She told me no one will believe me because I saw a psychiatrist. I was abused and conned in my home for a long time, and there are no witnesses. All I have are tape recordings where she sneers and says she lied about this to me and repeated, no one will believe me. Will they be of any value to a lawyer? Feeling hopeless. You are alone and vulnerable, and there is nothing to be embarrassed about. The most dastardly trick an abuser plays is to convince the victim that it's their fault. It's not. I believe in you, and most importantly, you have regained a belief in yourself. She is a grifter. You are a survivor. You invited this woman into your home to help you, and instead she helped herself to your savings and coerced you into handing over your money. You need to seek outside help. Writing this letter was the first step. Contact your local branch of Adult Protective Services and tell them you are the victim of abuse, and you need this woman to get out of your home. Everyone has a right to feel safe, particularly in their own home. You are no exception. Take one step at a time. The most dastardly trick an abuser plays is convince the victim that it's their fault, is what they say again. The National Center on Elder Abuse, a government agency affiliated with the U.S. Administration on Aging, and the nonprofit National Adult Protective Services Association will provide help with steps you can take to report the case. Financial elder abuse often occurs with the apparent tacit cooperation of the victim, and that can be the most painful aspect to come to terms with. But that is also an integral part of coercive control. The police, your doctor, and Adult Protective Services are only a phone call away. It's hard to know whether your audio recordings will be used in a legal case. Most states are one-party recording states, meaning that you only need the permission of one person present to make a recording. A lawyer can give you the advice you need. Elder abuse impacts an estimated 5 million Americans every year, according to the National Council on Aging, and multiple agencies say the number of cases is increasing and underreported. You are one of a community of brave, strong, and precious survivors. One third of elder abuse victims suffer from depression, anxiety, or trauma, according to the New York Department for the Aging, which makes it difficult for them to take the necessary steps to break the cycle. Please know that you are not alone. You may or may not get your money back. As you say, it may be difficult without a paper trail, especially if it has been hidden and or spent. Before you do anything, inform the authorities. They will help make sure that you are safe in your own home. That is fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah. It is. There ain't really anything. Hopefully the recordings will be of some use to them, but, That's
some fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. That you should understand as a man the red flags, you know. Now, some people don't know him, but again, he was, I guess, an older person. Uh-huh. Maybe he was easily taken advantage of. Maybe she was younger and attractive.
Never let anyone have control of your finances.
Absolutely.
Never.
Female Tekken player says men under 170 centimeters don't have human rights and gets fired. Tanukana is no longer working for Cyclops Athlete Gaming. It says, in response to original... There's an update. In response to the original story, many are bringing up other awful comments she made. She also expressed backward opinions on LGBTQ people, black people, and women with small chest sizes and more. Now, you might think this is a white woman. Guess what? She's Asian.
Asian, eh?
Even they're going after the Asians now. Remember? Remember how Asian lives mattered and all that stuff and stop Asian violence? Stop the Asian violence?
I'm fans of Asians, but there's Asian assholes out there too.
I know. Sometimes you really should keep opinions to yourself, right? I don't care if you think Dark Souls 2 is the best of the bunch or why you didn't like Disco Elysium. Just don't make that my problem. However, and you shouldn't play Disco Elysium because, like, it's made by commies. They literally, Yeah, just don't make that my problem. However, when you get to that the point you're saying a group of people don't have human rights, you're probably in the wrong entirely. According to Kotaku, a professional Tekken player has been fired from her team following some comments about male height. Tanakana was part of an Osaka-based Cyclops Athlete Gaming for her skill at fighting games, but a recent live stream has changed that. When live, Tanakana was reported saying, "Men who are under 170 centimeters don't have human rights." She goes on to mention that men under that height should look into surgeries to make them taller. This is a traditional Japanese or Asian belief of their preference for tall men.
I mean, that works when you're growing, but...
Right.
It's not safe when you're fully grown.
The Tekken player then apologized in a now-deleted tweet, claiming she didn't mean to express something seen as hate speech, and she was simply trying to express her love of tall people? I don't buy it.
She's pretty clear on what her stance is.
Some are speculating about the language used in her original comments, however. Kotaku notes that the word for human rights in Japanese has two meanings. The word, it's a symbol, or jinken, is used both in the context of human rights, but it's also the word for in-game items that all players require. There are some that think she used this word because it was common terminology within her field. Tanakana has apologized again in a more formal tweet, which includes references to her sponsor, Red Bull. Translated by Google, she says, "I am very sorry to all the fans who support me on a daily basis, to all the sponsors such as Red Bull, and to my selfish remarks which caused unpleasant feelings and a great deal of inconvenience. I take it seriously that my remarks during the delivery are unacceptable and that my lack of awareness has led to it. Cyclops has terminated her contract. Whether it be just that her comments were made in jest, worded badly, or just a terrible opinion, Cyclops may have not wanted to keep her on at risk of losing sponsorships or other opportunities down the line."
Hope she saved that money.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have... I'm going to look at some of these. Because we want to get to the good ones, obviously. There's some heavy hitters that we have. Single women are losing in today's economy. We're not reading all this. We're going to read a little bit of it.
Just the highlights.
Yeah. Kate Manley, 29-year-old teacher living in Boston, wants to move into a one-bedroom apartment, but pieces are nearly the same as the rent prices, rather. This is really small fucking font. But prices are nearly the same as the rent she now splits on a two-bedroom unit with her sister. "I do feel like the renting industry really caters towards couples and those who are sharing one room and can split rent," she told Insider. "What does that mean for the rest of us that are not in a relationship or not splitting one bedroom with a partner?" Manley is expressing the effect of the single tax, in which singles are penalized in an economy shaped by post-World War II values of marriage and family. "Since then, times have changed. Millennials are postponing home buying, marriage, and child bearing until later or never. An Institute for Family Studies analysis of U.S. Census data found that a record 35% of U.S. adults ages 25 to 50 had never married as of 2018. In 1970, that share sat at 9%. "It's a sign of both distress and progress. Blech. As millennials created a new version of the American dream, the single life has become more socially acceptable and preferable for many. But while stigmas have shifted, the economic system that incentivizes marriages has not. The costs of being single show up in everything from social life to the tax code, housing, and health insurance. While costs are higher for singles, they also tend to earn less on average than their partnered counterparts. Plus, women who already earn less than men on average are even further behind if they're black or Hispanic."
We've already debunked all that before.
"That disparity becomes more problematic as millennials weather yet another economic woe, 40-year high inflation. Well, we know who to blame for that.
Yep.
Claudia Golden, professor of economics at Harvard University, said the research highlights marriage as a clear case of higher earnings for men, she said. But for women, there's little about a positive causal effect of marriage or partnering. The U.S. government defines single people as people who aren't married, meaning you can legally be single and still have a partner. Most commonly refers to those who aren't married living with a partner or in a committed relationship. That's how the Pew Research Center defines singles, which describes 31% of Americans in 2020 report on America's singletons. What the fuck is a singleton? Many single people seek solo living, but as Manley's case suggests, it's hard to do in many U.S. cities where the median rent on a one-bedroom apartment is nearly the same price as two bedrooms. The declining affordability due to today's housing crisis could also undo progress women have made towards home ownership. This might sound depressing, but I truly cannot wrap my head around when I'll ever be able to buy a home, Manley said of living in Boston. It just feels so unattainable right now. In some ways, I'm resigned to the possibility that I may have to rent forever if I choose to live here. About 65% of single women reported that they would rather not wait until they were married to buy homes, according to data from Bank of America released last month. So far, one in three have bought, but Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President of Home Ownership Solutions at Bank of America, told Insider that many single women don't feel financially ready to buy a home on their own, even if they're emotionally ready. Megan Rousey, 27-year-old single mother, took the leap in 2019, but told Insider she didn't think she'd be able to do the same in today's economy. I don't think I could buy a home in today's market, as I was only able to afford a fixer-upper, she said, adding that the renovations she's been making haven't been cheap or easy. Prices on homes and materials have gone up like crazy, and I wouldn't have been able to make it livable even if I did get the house. And of course they're saying Uncle Sam wants you to get married, and they're talking about the tax code here. Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. So, basically, it's just saying that, yeah, it's harder as single people because of inflation, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, that makes some sense, but if they're both bad with money, doesn't matter anyway.
True.
That's my brother and his significant other, or he might be worse with money.
Now, look at this. Man spends 400,000 euros on ring for girlfriend, only to learn she's seeing someone else. After shelling out a whopping 400,000 on a 5.5-carat wall white radiant cut platinum ring to potentially propose to his girlfriend, a man was left stunned to learn she'd been meeting up with someone else. Moles Mayfair claimed he wowed his partner with lavish meals out and boozy dates that cost up to 15,000 to 16,000 euros each month. But after one of their nights out, he was shocked to discover flirty messages between her and another man on Instagram when she logged on into her account on his phone. Wow. Now that was her stupidity there.
It takes some
You could have got away with it if not for your own fucking stupidity. It's a woman moment right there. He says the exchanges appear to show the woman and the stranger discussing meeting up, and they referred to Moles as an ex. Referred to him as an ex, like, he didn't even know that she'd already broke up with him.
Yeah.
Even though they were still an item at the time, although she had asked Moles for a little space. Unimpressed, the 25-year-old from Chelsea, London, confronted his girlfriend about the messages, only to be blocked by her, signaling an end to their relationship. Wow! I'll
say the space... When someone says, give me space, that doesn't mean spend $400,000.
Yeah.
That's usually a sign you're towards the end.
As such, the 400K ring was left to languish in the jewelers and never made it onto the intended finger as the couple neared their one-year anniversary.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Moses since received a refund for the sparkly piece of jewelry. He said she left her previous relationship because she didn't want to get married, and she didn't. About 6 months into our relationship, she turned to me and said, I think it was the fact that I hadn't found somebody. I wanted to be a husband. What? I then said to her jokingly, do you know your ring size? We went browsing in shops a few times and managed to get a ring she liked. She had no clue about jewelry. I got it sorted while she was at work. It was the ring she'd have wanted. Hold on. Yeah. Nobody said I was going to propose immediately. But realistically, we were on the same page of she'll think, fuck it, and say yes. I figured I could still give it to her as a ring, whether I proposed to her or not. Are you fucking an idiot?
No. I guarantee you could buy a couple of houses here.
I got it and ordered it. A week prior to me finding out everything, I received a message from the jeweler saying they were ready for a fitting. The ring fitting had been booked for the day I found out about the messages. When I found everything out... God, I love how this just bounces around. When I found everything out, I said to the jewelers, yeah, I don't think I'll need the ring now. I was livid at the audacity. It was very shameless of her. Morris continued to say he felt disrespected as a boyfriend.
Well, yeah.
It was sheer disappointment. I felt betrayed more so because it made me question if she felt like this through the whole relationship, he admits. He claimed that a few issues had emerged 6 months into the relationship, but he thought they had worked to fix things. For me, if there was an issue, I thought we could fix it. About halfway through our relationship, she was texting her ex. She was texting him saying, I'm thinking about you a lot lately. I wanted to sit down and have a discussion about why that had happened. She was so apologetic, saying it was just a blip. My heartache wasn't so much down to what had happened, but because it made me question myself as a man. Things were good after that, then she randomly asked for space out of nowhere.
I guarantee if you're spending that kind of money on a woman, and she disrespects you by talking to her ex,
yeah,
and saying that kind of shit to him, nah, you should be done. You should have dropped her then.
A few days later, Mose ran into his ex at a club event, where he claimed she admitted to meeting up with another man after she asked for space from him. Mose said, we ended up attending the same event, this club. As the night ended, the lights came up. I left the club and heard somebody calling my name. She had a few drinks and wanted me to order her an Uber. I get her into the Uber and we head home. Apparently, she'd been seeing this guy that went to the bar that's 5 minutes from her house. She showed me messages between them. I was too drunk to process this at the time, but she kept saying to me how she didn't love this other guy and she still loved me. She was deleting his WhatsApp messages. There was no mention of how long they'd been talking or seeing each other. Oh, hold on. There was more. Hold on, there was a little more. I actually do want to get into this because that was actually important. Hold on.
I saw what you should have done.
Oh, I know. But you're really weak in this mode. You're really weak. Yeah, she hasn't transformed yet. She gets raped first, and then she transforms.
Ugh.
Well, it happened.
I was raped, but now I have superpowers.
Well, it's basically they waited.
They had to get a rape out of the way.
Oh, God, there's so many of them. And it's all goblin rape. That's one thing I don't like about this game. So much goblin rape.
You prejudice against the goblin community?
Well, that's all they have.
I think I saw at least 4 at Walmart today.
Wow.
Hey,
okay.
Shrews rough.
It's like, Moe said he spent a lot of money on this woman throughout the relationship, clipping that prior to meeting him, her social highlight would have been going to Weatherspoon's. Moe added, I met this girl in 2020 at a bar. We were going out for just shy of a year. She'd left a 4.5-year relationship. There were a number of red flags early on that I dismissed because I thought she was a plain and simple girl. You goddamn idiot. I introduced her to a life she wasn't used to. I was spending $15,000 to $16,000 on her when we went out. God damn, what a fucking simp. I wanted her to experience this. The highlight of her week before would have been going to Weatherspoon's. This is why I liked her, though. She was so different from what I was used to. I was the one making all the effort, canceling meetings to go meet her and picking her up for work. His ex declined to comment on the claims. Wow, what a fucking simp. Idiot. This is what not to do. Do not do what this guy did. Do not spend 15 to 16,000 euros or dollars or whatever on these.
No. I'll tell you, the best thing you could do is when a girl comes out like, I'm seeing someone else, say, okay, like it's not a big deal to
right.
you and walk out. It will drive them batshit crazy because they can't stand to be the one that's mad about it while you're so cool about it. They want you to hurt worse. Matter of fact, they'll try to stay with you after you do that a lot of times.
My daughter wants to bring her boyfriend on family holiday, but he's married. A woman whose daughter is in a relationship with a married man wants advice on whether or not she should let him come on the family holiday to Greece, arguing she doesn't want to pay for someone else's husband. There comes a time in every family when the parents and children holiday stops becoming the norm. For some, they simply stop taking holidays with each other altogether. For others, the tradition continues, but as kids grow up, they ask to bring their partners along as an extension of the family unit. As for the latter, one mom who planned a trip to Greece with a 30-year-old daughter is in this predicament and has written about her dilemma in the New York Times. While she wants to spend quality time with her daughter, the daughter wants to bring her boyfriend along for the trip. There's just one complication. Her boyfriend is married to someone else. Writing to the New York Times advice page, the mom expresses her despair at the daughter's relationship, explaining her daughter is dating the man who is polyamorous. She writes, "She brought him home for the holidays, and while he was charming, I felt uncomfortable. This may have been triggered by my husband's infidelity that led to our divorce." Oh, man. Now she plans the big trip to Greece. The daughter wants to bring her lover along with the family, but this doesn't sit well with the mom. She writes, "It may be pretty, but I don't want to foot the bill for another woman's husband, and I don't see any way this relationship can lead to my daughter's happiness." The despairing mom asks if she should put her foot down and risk her daughter not wanting to come on holiday either. In response, Agony Uncle Philip Gaines suggests the mom's issue might not Glions or whatever. Agony Uncle? I don't know why they say Agony Uncle. Suggests the mom's issue might not be with her ex's infidelity or concerns about the cost of the holiday. Instead, he asks her if he's projecting her own idea of a happy relationship onto her daughter, which he said is a common thing for parents to do. He also points out that if the daughter's boyfriend is in a polyamorous relationship, then he isn't cheating on his wife by having a girlfriend, too. The columnist advised the mom to read up on polyamory as a concept to understand a little bit more about how it works. He writes, "I am not suggesting that you set aside all of your concerns, only that you try to respect your adult daughter's decisions." No. This polyamory bullshit, it doesn't fucking work. It's not gonna fucking work. They keep trying to normalize, and I even hate to say that word. They're trying to make that the thing. It's not gonna fucking be the thing. It's not gonna work.
Like polygamy, or is it just
polyamory? No. Polyamory is multiple partners.
So it's just polygamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just came up with a fancier word for it.
Oh wow, this is pretty funny. The U.S. Sun woke down. My car broke down, but when I phoned AA, they told me we can't prioritize lone women because that's equality. Is the AA kind of based? They might be. The AA has been accused of putting women at risk after telling a customer gender equality rules prevent it from prioritizing help for lone families. Dr. Helen Mott, 52, hit out after her car broke down on Wednesday as it was going dark. She called the breakdown service to be told it could not help women faster because that's equality. The mom tweeted about it, provoking anger from other female motorists in an AA apology. But isn't equality what you wanted? Dr. Maud of Bristol told The Sun, "The operator gave me an estimated time which she was knocking on for a couple of hours. I asked the call handler why they treated men and women the same and they didn't prioritize lone women." I asked them why they treated men and women the same.
Well, because...
That's what you do!
We don't give a shit. It's equality.
They said there's no difference, and they said that's equality. They've been trained to say it.
You know, if women do that, that's equality? Never mind, I'm just a girl. I can't do anything for myself.
Academic Dr. Mott picked up an AA truck less than an hour later, complained online, but was told she had been advised correctly. Women safety campaigners criticized the company's stance. But isn't that what you wanted? No, they want superiority. They don't want equality. Nope. Sophie Frances Cansfield of Women's Aid says one woman is murdered by a man every 3 days in the UK. Priority must be given to ensuring women's safety. It said, "I am pretty sure that is not equality. I will now wait alone in the dark for 90 minutes or more, something which is a lone woman... nowhere near home is far more anxiety-provoking than it would be for a man if you follow the news. I think your policies need a revamp. I was also treated to a standard message which instructed me to get out of the car." No. That was probably wrong. "I was lucky to have help from the AA. Chris, who sorted the problem for me, and I'm home safe. Thanks. The membership came with a car purchased from Hyundai UK, who might want to review policy too." Okay. "Thanks for all your good wishes, tweets. It seems I need to clarify. I was not in a supermarket car park. This was simply an example given of locations where women might find themselves. I don't know. Hi, Helen, you've been advised correctly. We don't prioritize based on gender. We do consider the location, so as an example, we would prioritize someone on a motorway over someone in a supermarket car park. After other members demanded clarification, AA President Edmund King said, we use common sense and prioritize women, but by the letter of the law, we can't say that. An AA spokeswoman commented, we accept that the wording of our initial response wasn't great and have apologized. In fact, we prioritize anyone at risk, but more often than not, it will be lone women. Oh, they've changed their stance after they got hit. Oh, they're going to cancel them, and then they have to change their stance. They bent the knee.
Nope.
Now, before we get to the crazy articles... Well, we have we'll start with the warm up and then we'll get to the crazy one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You've been waiting, and I specifically got a hold of you because yeah. I know you've got jokes on this.
I mean, I got jokes. But
you've
I,
got
I
jokes
can
on
see
this.
Where it is.
First Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome is Latina. Sophia Giral, who is from Puerto Rico, made history after modeling for the brand's new Love Cloud collection. She's made history as the first model for Victoria's Secret with Down syndrome after joining 17 other women and launching the brand's new campaign. The 24-year-old Puerto Rican model celebrated the milestone on Valentine's Day following the debut of the Love Cloud collection, a line of underwear. One day I dreamed of it. Hold on, there was an ad. Hold on, there was an ad. Continue reading? Oh, hold on. Don't tell me you're going to get... Hold on, sometimes it'll... Sometimes it wants to give me an ad. We'll go back. Okay.
Hold on. It's going to start a whole new fetish for Victoria's Secret.
One day I dreamed of it. I worked on it today as a dream come true. I can finally tell you my big secret, she wrote on her Instagram profile in Spanish. I'm the first Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome. She is also the second Puerto Rican model featured in Victoria's Secret campaign sharing the... Hold on. Oh, these sites suck. Because they're giving me to... Alright. Let's try that again. Yeah, okay, it says... Alright, it says... She's also the second Puerto Rican model featured in Victoria's Secret campaign, sharing the spotlight with supermodel Joan Smalls. Giral's charisma and infectious personality have taken her far since launching her modeling career in 2019 in Puerto Rico, alongside her online store, Olivet, based on a bilingual play on words of her favorite phrase, I love it. A year later, she accomplished her dream of debuting at New York Fashion Week, for which I am proud as one of the few models with Down syndrome who has managed to participate in the important fashion event, according to her website. She also launched a Spanish language campaign of her own called No Limits to demonstrate the capacity of people with Down syndrome to achieve their goals despite their condition. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Down syndrome is a condition which a person is born with an extra chromosome, resulting in changes in how the body and brain develop, which can cause mental and physical challenges. Thank you, Victoria's Secret, for seeing me as a model who has no limits and making me part of the inclusive Love Cloud Collection campaign. Inside and out, there are no limits out of it. She joins the lingerie and clothing giant at a pivotal time as the company tries to distance itself from the once iconic images of Victoria's Secret angels and rebrands itself to appeal to all types of women. The new campaign is the company's first full-scale collection launch since Raul Martinez officially became its new head creative director. It's a major moment in the brand's evolution. From the cast of incredible women that bring the collection to life to an incredible inclusive spirit on set, the campaign is an important part of the new Victoria's Secret standard we're creating. Giral shared a video of the campaign on Instagram before her collection hit stores Thursday. She said, hit play so the entire world can see me make history. She can even be seen sporting a bra in her favorite color, pink. Giral said in Spanish, I love it, I love it. Victoria's Secret, I love it. Now, people are upset because if you looked at Giral, well, Giral may have Down syndrome, but Giral is...
She's not an extreme case, I don't
she's
think.
Totally bangable. Like, she's actually hot. She's attractive.
I will say this. She has a good work ethic. She has videos, I think, on YouTube of her doing her workout routines. Like, she has more drive than people with more severe cases of Down syndrome.
But, as I posted in our general, because I was just laughing. I couldn't believe it. Fox News talked about this. And then Kelly goes to say... Why wasn't a plus-size model included in the campaign?
Because nobody wants to see a fat ass. No, no. The black community, man. But.
Oh, my God. It was so crazy. It's like, no, she has to be fat and have Down syndrome.
I have no problem with chubby girls, but not morbidly obese. Like, I gotta be able to go with them places. Not that I'd be ashamed of them. I'm just saying I gotta go places.
Well, TFM said
like that hiking and fishing and running.
TFM said that Downy babies would become more of a thing. So I guess they're just trying to popularize people
they're trying to keep people from going Chinese on their babies, drowned in the river. No. All
right. Okay. Now we've got the big one. We actually talked about this several times in several circumstances, but now I'm going to bring it out on the show. Daily Mail. TikTok star 15 defends selling selfies to stalker. Actually, they said she was 13. Anyway, she's selling selfies to stalker who tried to kill her and says she'll stay on the site where she makes $1,700 a video. The ex-cop's dad shot the dead boy, 18, who showed up at their house with a shotgun when he didn't get explicit content. Now, it says, the beginning. Eric Rohan Justin showed up at Ava Marjorie's home in Naples on July the 10th of 2021. This is Florida. He had a shotgun and two cell phones with him, with hundreds of photos of her on there. Oh my God, I didn't know that. Two cell phones with hundreds of photos of her on them. Eric, 18, blasted open the front door. He was then shot dead by Ava's dad, Rob. Rob is a retired cop from Jersey City. He said on Friday he did what he had to do to protect his family. And months before the shooting, Ava sold two selfies to him for $300. She defended it on Friday, telling Good Morning America she did it to stop him contacting her friends. She is 15 now and makes up to $1,700 per video across her three TikTok accounts. Our parents have allowed her to stay on the app, despite the safety fears.
What?
In December, she's worried she's being followed by someone else and she's now homeschooled. Nothing is known about the stalker other than his parents divorced. He lived in Maryland with his mother and gave her a total of $927 on Venmo. Look at her picture.
Are you gonna have to... Hello. I mean, she's cute for a kid.
Well, but... I mean, that's how she's dressed, though. That's the thing. That's probably not the kind of...
I mean, that's fairly normal what you see.
Yeah, I know.
See, that was normal for when I was in high school.
Well...
Whatever they could get away with dress code-wise at school, they would do it.
I understand.
Of course,
that.
We didn't have TikTok or any of these fancy apps, but...
My pause. There we go. I think I was paused. There we go.
But, yeah, that's crazy. You know, and I sure wouldn't let my kids stay on the app after you've done killed one intruder for stalking her. And now she has another stalker. Apparently, she's doing something, too.
Well, yeah, it's...
I know they say don't blame the victim.
The parent,
but that's
yeah,
like
yeah.
The crime scene show I watched today where the guy killed two of his wives consecutively. If it happens twice, it's more than a coincidence.
Now listen, it says TikTok star Ava Marjorie and her parents have defended selling her selfies to the stalker who tried to kill her and was shot dead by the father and revealed she would stay on the site when she makes $1,700. Ava Marjorie, a retired cop, father, and her mother Kimberly appeared on Good Morning America on Friday to share more details about the shooting at their home in Naples, Florida last July after telling their story first to the New York Times. Last July, 18-year-old Eric Rohan Justin traveled from Ellicott City, Maryland.
Oh
to Naples
God.
With a gun intent on killing her.
Yeah, that's what... She did something.
At 4:30 in the morning, he blasted open the front door of their home. Okay, so... We were thinking... It said at first that he showed up the house when he did... Oh, he was going to kill her because he didn't get pics. Okay.
Wow, that...
Yeah.
I mean, he was mentally disturbed.
Yeah, I guess he was.
But...
He had been vying for her attention on TikTok for months... Bought her phone number from her friends and has paid them for pictures of her that were not on the internet. Ava also had direct contact with him and sold him two selfies for $300, which he paid for via Venmo. After talking to both my parents, I thought it would be mutual if I got in contact with him directly. I said, hey, can you stop going through my friends and stop contacting people for information about me? Just come straight to me and you can purchase it all from me. He then started asking for more explicit content, and that is when Rob, her father, became involved. Rob told Eric to remember that Ava was a minor and to stop contacting her. She blocked him, but he continued sending her money, $159.18, then $100, then $368.50. It's unclear how much time passed between them and Eric showing up at the family home. Ava Mondry, a retired cop father, Rob, and her mother, Kimberly, appeared on Good Morning America on Friday to share more details about the shooting at their home in Naples, Florida last July after telling their story first in the New York Times. Okay, when Eric showed up at the house in the middle of the night and shot open the door, Ava, her mother, and her two brothers ran to the bedroom, but her father, Rob, grabbed his gun and went to the front of the home where he shot Justin. The teenager, who has never been pictured, died in the hospital. Eric then started demanding more explicit content, and Ava blocked him. Rob said the stalker seemed apologetic when he contacted him. A friend of Ava's at school then revealed that Eric had contacted him and warned him that he planned to hurt her, but the family shrugged it off. I negated it and said the person we suspect is the author of any of these. He lives in Maryland, is young, probably doesn't have the means to act on any of these things, said Rob. Kimberly, Ava's mother, said of the shooting, when the sound went off, we knew what it was. Boom. I actually thought my daughter was dead. He was just standing there looking at us for a few minutes. I think he thought maybe for a second I was my daughter in the doorway. Eric had a shotgun and was wearing a vest that contained multiple rounds of ammunition. He was also carrying two phones that contained hundreds of photos of Ava and some of her TikTok videos. Rob ran for his own gun and shot the teenager dead outside the house before police arrived. He has never been charged and said he has been told by police that he's protected under Florida's Stand Your Ground laws. There was no second guessing. There was no time to rethink my actions. I reacted. I acted as best as I could under the duress and stress I was put under, he said. Earlier in the interview, he said angrily, someone came to kill me. I had to do what I had to do to protect my family and made sure of it. His wife Kimberly said he reacted perfectly. The family has moved home and Ava is now being homeschooled. She recently told her parents that she was being followed by another kid from school. Despite her persistent fears, the family is allowing her to stay on TikTok, where she can earn more than $1,700 for a single video. Ava told the Times in her initial video, in her initial interview, I have three TikTok accounts, so I could have one brand come to me and like, oh, I'll do $1,000 for one video on your main account, and I'll be like, oh, great, I have two other accounts that are different types of people on there. So altogether, making $1,700 off just my name, because I opened up three accounts rather than building off one. Okay, she's 14. She joined when she was 13. She does not look like a fucking... See, that's the thing. No, she doesn't look like
I had a friend that looked like she was in her 20s.
I know, that's 13. The thing.
But that's not the point.
That's the thing. Well, see, the thing is, we don't know...
Just because she's making that... That's like sending your kid to go work at a strip club. Like, you shouldn't...
I mean, a lot of people might think she's 20 in that.
That's why they need...
That's why they really need to... Yeah.
Guys pay for photos like that, they're expecting what everyone else is expecting. Nude content or right. Something freaky. If they're just getting family photos of her, they're not going to be happy after they spent $300. Now, I will say he probably had some mental illness because...
Yeah.
I mean, most people would have just like, I did this to myself. I need to drop it, learn my lesson. Not be going after all these kids, but it's like they...
Well, you know, he probably didn't even know she was a kid until he was told.
Yeah.
The thing is, he probably didn't know she was a kid, and I mean, looking at the pictures, I can't tell. Like, she looks like a lot of fucking 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And she's in really good shape. So yeah, she gets all these deals and things, and people go crazy. It's kind of like the idols, the pop idols in Japan that they go crazy over.
Yeah.
But it says here... But the thing is, this is where he fucked up. His father contacted him and said, she's a minor, please stop contacting her. And instead of saying, oh, I didn't realize she was a minor because her pictures obviously don't even show that. I said, well, I'm sorry. That went too far. But obviously this guy was a fucking psycho because he had pictures and pictures and videos and all kinds of crazy shit.
He was already threatening violence. He didn't get the photos he wanted.
And, so he fucked up already from there. I have no sympathy for the guy at all. I do have to say that...
By the way, we have it in our state.
I do have to say that she shouldn't have been on there doing those kind of fucking pictures at that goddamn age.
No, she shouldn't have. And the parents are just as guilty of...
Because they know their daughter's making more money than they did. That's the thing. It's one of those things where the parents...
But at what cost?
Exactly. They don't care. It's all about...
If she's already getting, like, multiple stalkers now, waiting a couple of years when she's legal and living on her own, and then you can't get to her in time.
The Mondry family moved from New Jersey, where Robert was a cop, in Jersey City to Florida for a quieter life after he retired. This is where Ava started her TikTok career and attracted Justin. He commented on her pages under the username EricJustin11 or 111, bombarded her with messages, and contacted her old friends in New Jersey. They sold him photos of her that weren't online and also gave him her phone number. It's not clear how much he paid for her phone number. Ava's parents then allowed her to directly sell selfies to him. She said they were innocent, showing only her smile, which is what her TikTok account shows too. When he started asking her for more explicit content, Robert contacted him and reminded him that Ava was a minor. He asked him to stop contacting her and became angry. He started texting friends of Ava's, threatening her. On July 20th, 2021, Justin showed up at the family's home at 4:30 a.m. and fired a shot through the front door.
I mean, they should have already known something wasn't right because he had already threatened her.
God, you know what they're doing?
What?
On Daily Mail? Showing all her goddamn Instagram shit. I mean, there's another picture there where she definitely looks older.
Yeah, and she's... I mean, she's in, like, leggings and loose clothing.
Yeah, very loose clothing. Another one there. I mean, these modeling agencies, there's a TikTok video over there. I mean, they're going and showing all her content. It's like they're promoting her more than they're promoting
You know, they're sexualizing her.
That's all they're doing, and she's a minor.
I mean, he couldn't be surprised.
Daily Mail is doing this. Who owns Daily Mail? Isn't that Ben Shapiro? Piers Morgan needs to have more sense than to have this article up here where this minor is being sexualized.
Of course, I don't know if he clears every article.
True.
Because he has a staff works on it, but he has. You know, he should have some concern about his invested interest.
But at the same time,
I think it's just... I think they did the right thing by standing their ground and shooting them, but they're partially to blame for letting their kid sexualize herself online. I mean, I don't care if I had a kid... And she had that going on, and she's on a site where you know why the guy's wanting the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not doing that no more. I don't care how much she's getting paid.
Just going through this real quick. Bam. Okay, see, that's what happens to her, yeah.
Muff.
Yeah. Kicked. That's what happens to her, yeah. Okay, but it's important because this is how she turns into... Okay. That's the only reason why I showed this. I've taken all the H scenes out of the other ones, but this is important because I have to show that in order for people to understand the story, because I'm showing
how
the story
she
to
became...
the game. Yeah, I'm showing the story to the game. I am showing story scenes. Okay. Back to the thing. Ava, her mother, and her two brothers ran to the back of the house. Robert ran for his weapon. Eric then retreated, his gun jammed. It always is like that. Giving Robert time to get to the front of the house. When he got there, Eric reappeared and he shot and killed him before police had arrived. Justin's father, named by the Times as Justin Dominic, a software engineer who was divorced from Justin's mother, told the paper that his son chose to stay in America rather than move to India with him in 2015.
Oh, so he's Indian.
He's Indian.
They have a whole kind
of... Holy
shit. They have
shit.
A whole kind of assault culture.
This
over
is an Indian man.
I can't remember what the name of it is.
This was Bob's and Vagin.
It's a whole thing over there where they just openly assault women.
I didn't even know that.
Sexually, usually. Like, they cop a feel or grab them or feel them up just out on the street. I've seen some videos where the women get back at them or, you know, just chew them out. Or a guy steps in like, you can't do that. Or, you know, it depends. But... overall, like, it's usually like groups of guys do it. It's almost kind of assault porn, almost.
Yeah, kind of like what we're watching now.
What?
Don't worry, things change for her.
Well, I figured she did. Can't kill the main character.
Yeah,
in the first.
It was like really It's not even the first level yet. That was really weird that came in just as like, yeah, like what we're watching now. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's like, that's crazy though. And it's like, he was a nice kid. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what went bad with him. He made a bad choice, he said, adding his son was a good student who did well in math at Mount Hebron High School in Ellicott City. Police found 2 cell phones that belonged to him and contained hundreds. We know that. It's unclear how he found her address. She says there was a boy at her school who was following her in December who had communicated with Eric, Justin, over text. Ava is now being homeschooled. We know that. There's another picture of her. Recent Instagram image says she can command over $1,500 from companies for her videos. This is a child, you fucking cucks!
Yeah. I mean, why is she even accepting money from strangers if she's getting paid by companies?
Ava's family said they don't want her to stop TikToking now because every day is like Christmas Day, seeing how many views her videos get.
I'm sure they're taking a cut of it, too.
Oh my God, they're taking a cut. They're pimping their goddamn daughter out.
That's pretty much all it is.
People aren't reading between the lines. Ava posts her TikTok and Instagram accounts daily. The police report, however, says the subject was most likely a stalker that resulted from her daughter's extensive social media involvement.
I'm surprised social services hadn't gotten involved because you're putting
making too goddamn much money.
They're,
and all these companies are gonna fight. We don't know what companies. These companies have too much goddamn power. The Times reported that in August, months after the shooting, Ava received messages on Venmo from a different man who offered her $1,000 for her phone number. The man who called her baby girl was discovered by her parents to have the same name as a registered sex offender who was previously arrested for soliciting a 14-year-old girl, the Times reported. It didn't end there. The family told the Times that the boy who had communicated with Eric Justin attended high school with Ava began following her around and watched her every move. Another classmate sent her a video the boy had made of himself firing a gun at the shooting range. Ava and her family have since moved and she's now homeschooled, but to be safe, her father's lawyer, James Scarmazzino, filed a petition in Collier County Circuit Court seeking an injunction for protection against stalking. A hearing is set for February 28th, and she will testify.
So, basically, she's been alienated from all her friends.
Yeah.
And all this just so she can make some money. I mean, there's plenty of years for her to make some money.
That scene where she transformed was pretty fucking cool, wasn't it? Yeah, that was cool. Like Sailor Moon. On the day of the shooting, Ava posted a TikTok where she lip-synced to a remix of the French Montana song, Unforgettable.
Yeah.
Good night, you are love, she captioned the image. Her father said that it would have been too difficult to take her off the platform now.
Why? You just do it.
He just... fucking, that's it, folks. We know this is all about money.
Go Nike style.
He was willing.
Fucking do it.
He was willing to sacrifice his daughter's life and well-being for the money that she was making.
Yeah, they can put it on her tombstone when some crazy dude gets
it. It actually does it, because she's not going to stop.
And I mean, you already see what kind of clientele she's bringing in.
Yeah, you see the clientele, because she's underage.
Yeah.
TikTok should be stepping in and doing something.
Yeah.
But you know what? These goddamn companies aren't going to let them do it.
I think they're owned by China anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're pretty liberal
on their rapey laws. They are.
If they're drowning kids in rivers because they want a boy.
Okay, it's like Christmas every day because then you see it build. I think we just had to allow her to make a decision and sort of support her. I think it's going to help her heal. It sounds corny, but I don't know what else you would do it for. Money.
Exactly. They're trying.
Why should we allow them to stop her? Maybe she's meant to bring awareness to all this, her mother said.
Oh my. Pimping.
Fucking goddamn parents.
At least get some hoes and not your own daughter.
That's ridiculous.
Unless you already know something we don't. Yeah. That's
now I'm
stupid.
Showing the. You can fully customize her. And I mean fully. I've done so much different things. You'll see when I start getting to the body changer. You can do so much. You can change your hair. You can change your eye color. You can change everything. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. We got one funny one, and then we'll do some others later, but...
Yeah, that one riled me up a little bit.
Oh, I'll bet.
I got nieces. I'd kick my brother's ass if he let them do that.
This is from the Babylon Bee, but we're having a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a laugh.
We need a good laugh, damn it.
Massacre, is Great White Shark allowed to compete in women's 500 freestyle? Boston, Massachusetts. Dozens of swimmers are dead and thousands of viewers have been traumatized as a great white shark named Tia was allowed to compete in the women's 500-yard freestyle event at the Ivy League Swimming and Diving Championships on Friday. Wow, this brave swimmer is really making a splash here, said one commentator as the starting buzzer went off, and the shark immediately thrashed through the pool, eating swimmers screaming for their lives. Look at that form. It's like she was biologically designed for this kind of thing. Tia continued to dominate heat after heating, wowing spectators with her speed, form, poise, and ability to maul anyone in the pool. What's your secret? Asked the reporter after the event. She was promptly eaten. The shark was awarded every medal and placement as all the other swimmers were dead. The official who gave her the championship trophy was promptly eaten. Anyone questioning the validity of Tia's win will have their bank account frozen, be banned from Twitter, and put on an FBI watch list. Then they would be promptly eaten. This woman, or women, was pulled over for driving alone in the car. Oh, that was different. Okay, that was a different article.
Yeah, that sounds like The Onion did that article.
No, that was the Babylon Bee. There's The Onion, but they're not woke.
The same.
They're the not woke version of The Onion.
Okay.
Let's see. We have, actually, since I'm still showing things, I got one more that I think I can do. This one was interesting. I don't know if I'm going to lose you people on Discord. If I do, I'm sorry, but give me a second. Here it is. This is a fucking massacre. This is the Winter Olympics. Since the Winter Olympics are going on right now. Here we go. I had to post this. Okay. This is bad. All men are going to feel this. Finnish skier suffers from frozen penis at Winter Olympics and details unbearable aftermath. Remy Lindholm, I accept. Come on, just let me read the whole thing. Come on, we value your privacy. I accept. Come on. Okay, here we go. Remy Lindholm is struck with a horrifying injury during the brutal men's 50-kilometer cross-country skiing. Finnish skier Remy Lindholm endured a shocking injury during the brutal men's 50-kilometer cross-country skiing event at the Beijing Winter Olympics on Saturday. The race was shortened due to strong winds, but that did not prevent the elements from getting the better of Lindholm, who fell well short of a medal, which may have offset the unbearable aftermath of his frozen penis. Cross-country skiing is well known as one of the most brutal sports on the Winter Olympic roster. Research shows the top athletes burn in excess of 1,000 calories in an hour. Collapsing at the finish line is just another day at the office. The 50-kilometer event, the most brutal edition of cross-country ski... Hold on, give me one second. There we go. Of cross-country skiing at Beijing's Games was made even more tough for Lindholm in freezing cold winds. After coming home in 28th, Finnish outlet... IL claimed that he had suffered a frozen penis during the race, which needed immediate attention in the locker room. You can probably guess what was on the ice when I got to the finish line, he said. Shockingly, it is the second time that a 24-year-old has suffered a frozen penis in the last 4 months, after enduring something similar at November's Ruka World Cup. However, the Finn admitted it was worse this time, pretty unbearable pain. A heat bag supposedly came to his rescue once the race was over, although Lindholm still expressed concern about his prospects of having children in the future. Ouch.
After the first time, I'd be like, maybe cross-country skiing isn't for me. Yeah,
I think that was a bit much. But yeah, basically, I am showing you all the good parts for those who are watching and... I've noticed, yes, you can change the, because I am showing this game off, too. It's not just the show, because people do want to see. You can change your air. Obviously, I'm basically modeling after my dull red hair, green eyes. And of course we can.
How's she gonna fight those fun bags in the way?
Oh, she does, and she manages to. You can actually make her dark skin. So some of you like dark skin waifus. You can give her cuts, things like that, bruises, all sorts of different things. And of course you can, you know, her armor. She goes through different looks. But yeah, we'll actually go to and see. Yeah, there's a. You see how the great sword has its own stuff, and there's a kidnapped maiden. See, so yeah, and there's a skill tree. So yeah, game does have a skill tree. You do have to level up all your different parts. There's stuff that you unlock. You unlock those skills by finding the swords in the levels.
Oh.
So now that you're actually starting to play the game proper, and we will be going right when we get level 2 and 3 and stuff like that, you're like, oh wow, this is a full-on action platformer. I mean, they really mean it when they say action platformer, especially towards the end. The shit gets hard. Like, this is probably one of the best... This is the best action platformer I've ever played in the eroge genre. And always got the best graphics I've ever seen, but some of the best gameplay I've ever seen in this genre. Yeah, it's great. The bosses are fun, except for that fucking bird that freezes you. And they're already on version 1.13. This is 1.06, so things may have changed, but not that much. So, yeah, you can pick it up at DL site. They're trying to make a version for Steam, but they got to cut so much out that you probably just better off getting it somewhere else.
You wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's stories. There's definitely story parts. We're talking about the village here and all this. And that's what my character looks like. That's pretty much... She gets the elemental armor, though. She looks cool as fuck, and that's later in the game. But right now, that's what she looks like for a while. But yeah. Anyway, guys, yeah, that's going to be the show. I thank you guys for joining us. Hey. Thank DP for being on here. We got to thank our sponsor, Spinning Robot Pussy, and Revy Innovations. He also wants to do an interview with me. So we will be talking to Revy Innovations soon. He's got a lot of information for young men and older men going their own way about freelancing, business, stuff I need to know, stuff you might need to know.
Never know.
He's actually making pretty good money off his freelance business, and he is a roboticist and engineer. So there's a lot that can learn. He can talk about van life. He can talk about... just all sorts of different things that I think you guys want to know. And we've never really had Revy talk that much in the Manosphere. The most I've actually heard from him was when he was on with TFM. And that was a long time ago. So it would be great to have him there. Maybe even see if we can get him on with Drex and Phil. That would be great. You know, see if they could actually talk dolls and robots and all this other stuff. Just, you know,
oh, yeah.
More great minds in the Manosphere. You know, that's what we need here. And I'll see if I can get that going. I've also got Dirty Dan. He's got some stories to tell. I was going to do Dirty Dan yesterday, but the problem with Dirty Dan yesterday was that I was exhausted. I stayed up way too late during that open mic. It fucked me up. So open mics are now going to be from 11 to 2. I think that's fair. 11 to 2, that's about 3 hours. There's really not much else you need to say after that.
A lot of content creators don't do that.
Yeah. So we're going to do that 11 to 2. After that, I'll be heading off, getting ready. I'll ask if there's any final things you want to say, and then we'll go on and, you know, head out. Because I think that's fair. I don't need to be up all night just, you know, random doing bullshit. And it helps me prepare because, yeah, Sunday I like to spend with my family. And it's better that I'm kind of awake to do it because then, you know, if there's things that need to be done, you can't do them when you're half asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of shit needs to be done. Got to tear up this carpet. A guy that we know, both at work, had said there's a possibility that there could be a mold in this house. Because it's old. It's an old trailer house. And it may have mold. And you know
that's a lot to do just to find out you don't have mold.
Well, no, it's not. Because you just get one of those tests from Lowe's.
Oh, yeah? You basically take a little piece of carpet up so you can test?
Well, no. You stick it on the walls. Yeah.
And basically, that's how it tests. We can test the carpet. We can test a lot of different parts of it. That would be fine. I wouldn't mind tearing up a piece of the carpet to see what's going on. Because if so, this whole thing needs to be... Because we talk about allergies and stuff.
Yeah.
It might be mold. Because a lot of the mold that I was looking at... And formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is what I was told to worry about. Formaldehyde causes problems in the throat, the nose, and the eyes. It causes allergy symptoms. So that's something that we have, and maybe that's something we need to look into. So we're going to be testing this place and tearing up shit and just trying to get this place cleaned
Don't
up.
Tear up too
and
much.
And one of the things though, is I was thinking, but then I just completely lost train of thought on that one. But yeah,
I'd say wait till the rain clears.
Well, no, yeah, the moisture, because remember I had trouble breathing, and I had to have that air cleaner because of my or that humidifier because of my sinuses.
Yeah.
So I
thought that was that spray.
No. I had that humidifier there. Okay. That puts more moisture in the air, which feeds mold. If there's mold, it feeds it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one thing I didn't know. I was like, oh, I've had that thing running for a long time. Maybe not, you know, recently, but in the past, I had it running a lot.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I need to look at.
You know, you can get those little buckets in the chemical section up at
Walmart. Mm-hmm.
You open them up, and they're like little deep humidifiers. You put them in a room, and it takes all the moisture out. It draws it into the bucket. You just throw it away. But, yeah, I've been thinking about getting a really good dehumidifier eventually.
Dehumidifier?
Yeah. Cause, well, right now, we're going to...
Because that's really
annoying.
I took
over my grandmother's house after she passed away.
Yeah.
And I think I got to put a French drain in there to draw water away from the house.
Right.
And then I'm going to have to redo some of the floor and several things. I'm going to probably redo the whole house eventually.
Okay, well, guys, we're going to end this and we're going to go into the open mic. So we're going to do open mic for a little bit. But then after that, we are done. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Oh, we're going to read the Grim Chats. Let's read the Grim Chats.
Yeah, let's do
Grim
that.
Chats. We don't have that many. Winter says, glad to hear DP again. And that aside from the hernia, he's doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Mal, who's one of our newer guys, he says, these cucks deserve this shit.
Well, yeah.
And then Invader Tech says, AA cucked. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. They fucking cucked. Okay, guys, that's the Grim Articles Show. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time with more Holy Night Rika and more articles. So stay tuned. I will be playing I have the whole game, so just ready. Get ready. It's gonna be great.